everybody, welcome to another episode of Check Please Behind the Magic. It's the part of the show where we go...
Why don't you introduce yourself in these?
What do you mean?
You don't introduce yourself in these episodes.
I introduce myself normally, I just didn't this time.
Okay, I'm Steven.
Listeners know who I am. This is the part of the show where we talk about... You know, like...
No, until you say it, until you verbalize it, I don't know if you're actually who you are purporting to be, or implying to be.
I'm employing you to shut up. Because this is the show.
Who is this?
This is a part of the show.
What did you do with Will?
No, there's no... No, nobody knows... Listen, everyone knows who I am if they've listened to the show before.
Why won't you say it?
In every
What's going on?
Episode up until now, it's like, listeners are tired of it. It's like, yep, yep, yep. They're tuning
every
out.
Every episode is someone's first episode.
No, listeners are
And in this
out.
Situation, I think this is your first episode because you're some sort of imposter.
No,
obviously.
Listeners are tuning out.
You just won't
out.
Say it for legal purposes.
Because they've
legal
heard it
purposes.
All They've heard... In the previous podcast episodes, we've done like 57 of them at this
point. Okay, we spent a minute on this. Let's drop it. As I tried to segue just a second ago.
I know, you tried to segue into this little joke thing that you want to talk about how
legal
if,
porpoises.
If dogs and porpoises can be... Well, dogs and dolphins can be friends.
Yeah, I was talking to this imposter before we started recording.
No, I'm not an imposter. Listeners know it. Listeners already know it. They're so tired of hearing my name. It's like every...
Do you want a new name, then?
Every second word out of my mouth, it feels like, to these listeners, is my own name. And they're tired of it.
How could you possibly know that unless you were, in fact, not the co-host, but a listener yourself?
No, well, I mean,
and
I listen...
come here to take... What?
I listen sometimes, but I'm not an official member of the Eternal Council.
But, did we settle on that?
I'm not a council person.
Okay, our listeners are now council people.
I don't know, it's a bit weak, and it was like so I don't want to say council men and women, because like... It's,
yeah,
you
right.
Know, what's like a watch...
consulates? Consulars?
Yeah, like a watchful consulate member.
No...
Secretary
but to listeners,
the, what?
An attentive consulate? I don't want to like stress the watching part.
An attentive secretary of the treasury. Attentive secretaries of the treasury will note that I have named myself on every prior episode to this one, and forthwith
that might be true. That might be true.
It ends now. The procession ends. They've had a free ride. And if they want to know what my name is from now
can
on...
Can I name you?
No.
Well, you can... I think if I name you first on the episode, then I get power over you.
Well, listen, you can
in
say...
In some form.
You can say whatever you want, but until the listeners email me personally at ignitionfan69, that's the numbers... 6 and 9 at gmail.com. Not a word of my name shall pass my lips.
That's a good point, actually. You've never specified that it's the number 69.
I think that's
before.
Where I was going wrong. I think it's where listeners have been. Maybe
does someone have a 16 ignition fan 69 all spelt
they
out? Maybe
do.
You should get that as well and point it towards
no,
you.
No, I don't want to overcomplicate things. There's only one way of getting to me. And that's ignition.
No, maybe I should get ignition fan 69. I'll spell
that. @gmail.com with the subject. Please let me know your name again.
What is your name?
Yeah, just say what is your name. Any kind of a thing of like name request. Body of the text should be something like, "Hi, just a quick note to ask. Could you please let us know your." Myself and the other members of the Treasury.
the attentive secretaries of the Treasury.
Please notify us of your full name, and I will get right on that on the next episode. As soon as I get that email, I'm ready to go. Like, I am. Oh. To me, to be honest, as far as I'm concerned, it's nothing to me to say my name. It's nothing. It's not something that I'm, like, losing any sleep over by not saying, because it costs nothing to me. But if these listeners don't submit to my demand, it will cost them everything, I believe, because it's a great value to know my name.
Are you checking the email at the moment?
ignitionfan69@gmail.com. You can email live into the show. We'll see if there's any emails here. Let's just do a quick check. I'm just coming into the email. This is something that we do sometimes on the show. Usually cut it out.
It usually gets cut out.
Hitherto, zero emails, and now we have one email from...
Oh, what a surprise!
One email from the Check Please Pod Gmail account.
That's interesting. It's like the podcast itself gains sentience to demand your name.
The subject of the email is, what is the name? And then the body is, name, please. So, of course, the name of the podcast is Check Please. And this is where we go behind the magic in these intermission episodes.
You know that isn't what the email meant.
I don't know, the email was not clear. So I think I've answered that email to a sufficient
degree. Well, I've given
up
then. You can just be nameless.
Oh, I'm one of the nameless ones.
Oh, is that what we should call our listeners?
No, that's me. It's only for me and select listeners. Who get into my good graces by emailing me at ignitionfan69@gmail.com, and I will name you as one of the nameless.
So I made a tweet shortly before this show complaining about the weather in Ottawa, because it sucks. Mm-hmm. And an account named Amy Freeze on Twitter has liked the tweet. They're verified.
Ooh.
A verified account. They're a certified broadcast meteorologist, Chapter 7, Eyewitness News, WAVC, TV, NYC. Ooh, the Big Apple. Retweets are not endorsements.
Okay, now let's have a look at this. So this is 100% humidity index, yay, Ottawa. Right? This is the one that ends with that?
Yeah. I was complaining about the Ottawa, it's such a shitty town, such a shitty capital city. I mean, it's fine, it's just really humid. We should not talk about this. It's been 8 minutes. We've done nothing. What is the content of this episode?
I'm just looking at the likes of, this is at AmyFreeze7. I'm doing some snooping to get the scoops.
Clever. Hot news.
Now it looks
cold,
like
news. All sorts of weather, all sort news of all climates from this meteorologist.
Yeah, it looks like they've liked a number of tweets. It says here
9,036 to be exact.
Yeah. What's the weather like in Russia? I was there for the Sochi Olympics. It was nice. Would like to have seen more of the country. That's from Matt Faulkner. Now, can we do anything for Matt Faulkner? Can we...
Should we both follow him?
They've got 918 followers. They're a producer in Toronto, a TV producer in Toronto.
Should we both like his tweet about the weather?
No, I'm not going to. I cannot.
It'll be a fun ARG for him.
Should I like the tweet?
I'm liking the tweet from my account and from the Check Please account.
Okay. I guess I better
I
like
trust
it.
Trust you'll do account. The same.
I guess I better like it from my account and from Ignition Power Station 9.
It's a fun better. ARG.
Probably better like that tweet.
Listeners, we endorse that you like the tweet too.
Oh.
Maybe I'll retweet it on the Check Please account so the listeners can find it easily. It's a fun ARG for Matt Faulkner. Are you typing up a response to him?
No, I'm just going to write a quick byline for this that says RTs do not equal endorsement, and then I will leave.
Do you know what the most fun thing about this is? It's that we have like a backlog of 3 unreleased episodes, so the listeners aren't going to hear this for a while. Do you think by the time the listeners hear about our fun Twitter ARG, perhaps we'll have Matt Faulkner on the show?
Now I've got a new login to my Twitter account. That's from me. So let's just get this email up. On, I mean, this not email. It's a tweet. So just very quickly, paste and go, and then we'll just do a quick like and a quick retweet.
This is what the listeners want. 11 minutes in.
So I'm glad that we've got that.
I'm going to keep timestamping this one so they know how much we cut.
None of it's
or how little we cut.
It's all good, I think. I've got one.
I think it's all good. Which is you. Can we please talk about what we came here to talk about today?
Which is this like? You can follow me on Twitter at IgnitionFan69. That my I'm using a pseudonym, which is not my real name, of Scoops McCoy.
Do you have any other Twitter accounts?
I might do, but you'll not find them. You'll not hear about them from me. Tap my nose.
Well, I could reveal your name. I think I already did, but I'll play along. I guess in the spirit of our new. So, is this a new direction for the Check Please podcast? Like, are we now ARG creators?
I think we're ARG creators. Now, so speaking of games, in the last episode, you didn't like the fact that I talked about Skyrim a lot.
I wonder how our listeners will feel about that. Maybe you'll get some fun emails.
I could get some fun emails. But because it wasn't very current, right?
It is an old game.
Now, would it be better to talk about the last game that I played, which is the video game Saints Row 2?
Can we not be two white dudes recording a video game podcast?
Okay, we're not going to do that. How about this? How about this? I mentioned earlier current events. Can we do the game current events?
A fun classic from the Check Please vault.
The fun classic, because that either we can use that, and then we can also link to the last time,
right,
when we played current events, where we learned that dogs can't eat raisins.
Right now, true members, true attentive secretaries of the Treasury, they should remember this. They probably wrote it down. Do our listeners? Do we have any listeners that transcribe our episodes?
I hope so.
At least the main bullet points, because that's, I believe, the purpose of a secretary in a meeting. Well, they should have this on record, the game of current events, which, no, we should not play it, because it was bad. It was a bad episode that we did that in.
Well, it looks like if you search Raisin News, still on the front page is the deadly raisin warning after dogs tried fruit raid.
Ever current. Always hot, always fresh, this raisin news.
Now it also says here, and some people are doing some good puns. Well, one person, one news outlet is giving.
They
good
say
puns.
That it really raised that dog's fur.
No. There's something called Raisin, which returns to New York after 4 decades, and the Times Ledger has headlined that Raisin gets another moment in the sun.
Oh.
Which is quite good,
I guess.
You know, like, because raisins...
If you
like,
go in for raisin-based puns.
Like, sun dry... Okay.
Can we move away from this topic? Can we please get to... It's been 14 minutes and 50 seconds, roughly. Can we please get to what we came here today to talk about?
Which is...
Could a dog and a porpoise be friends?
Be a friend?
Could a dog befriend a porpoise and or vice versa?
Or a dolphin. Now, is a porpoise a dolphin in your estimations?
I think so. I mean, I shouldn't need to estimate. I believe it's a strict category, but I think so.
Okay.
I think dolphin's a subset of porpoise. And would that be a dog's porpoise? And could we make a lucrative movie series?
Now, that's what we're going into in this episode. Listeners, we've reached the meat. We've reached the crux. That's what we're going into.
We've got the meat.
And if you have any thoughts on the topic, send us an email. Write them now.
Please. And if you're an expert on dogs, dog canine friendship, porpoises, porpoise-based friendship, if you feel like investing heavily in this, in our script writing efforts for this upcoming summer box hit.
Now, here's an interesting...
What?
I was just going to say, here's an interesting wrinkle.
Like on a raisin?
Like on a raisin. The word...
Well, you know, porpoises are incredibly smooth.
Mm.
What if it's one of those, like really,
sharks,
really...
right?
Yeah, what if, like, a sleek dolphin befriended just a really wrinkly dog?
What would that look like? I think it would go a little something. Like this. Take it away, Stephen.
Okay, yes, I will take this episode away from you. I'm taking the reins firmly in hand and steering away from this.
Okay, but I was just going to say...
back onto track.
An interesting wrinkle in what you're saying is that the word dolphin kind of sounds like dog.
Dogfin.
Dogfin.
Hmm.
Finn might be the name of a dog in the movie A Dog's Purpose.
That would be a good name for a dog.
Finn, yeah, Finley.
Yeah, Finley. Finley, the very... What's a wrinkly dog? One of those, like, big, floppy dogs?
Oh, those big St. Bernards. Or, a bulldog kind of one.
That could be good, too. Maybe there's... I guess we could save other dogs for the sequel. Maybe the sequel is a borzoi, one of those really big, sleek dogs with the, like, very long faces.
Yeah.
And it befriends, like a big, blubbery walrus. It's kind of a reversal. I don't want to get too ahead of ourselves. We need to workshop the first film first.
It's called This Walrus of Mine, and it's very bleak.
Very grainy footage, heavy rain in every scene.
The video game heavy rain.
In every scene. And it's raining heavily.
Okay.
It's about how the ice is melting in the poles, and the walruses are being displaced from their habitats.
Yeah, but can you
believe borzois are like Russian hunting dogs, so it makes sense for them to be up in the Arctic.
Yeah, that's true.
Arctic? That was probably completely wrong.
Yeah. Gotta watch out.
But.
For those walruses.
Well, we'll bring in a fact checker. We'll bring in some sort of expert to work our script.
Yeah. Now, because, like, okay, so let's actually workshop the script. So, what do we know about...
Sure.
This is a sequel to A Dog's Purpose, called A Dog's Porpoise.
Maybe a sequel, if we can, like, get them on board. If not, it's just a confusingly similar-sounding title.
Yeah, so we...
That perhaps releases on the same weekend.
Yeah, yeah. It's called...
and a, drifts.
It's called a D-O-G-G, apostrophe S, 4 points.
Yeah.
With starring Snoop Lion.
Ooh, that'd be good. You think we could get Snoop Lion?
I think we could get Snoop Lion. He's not doing anything.
Okay. Do you think Snoop Lion owns a porpoise?
I think he could own a porpoise if we asked him to, if the price was right.
Yeah.
We could
sell him an aquarium.
We could sell him a...
It could be a whole other movie.
Okay, so... Oh, a dog's porpoise. And then we sell Snoop Lion a porpoise. Okay, so that's one. That's
it.
One thing.
Maybe these are all taking place in the same film.
Okay,
and it's like one of your some movie with the multiple multiverse kind of thing going on.
Yeah,
overlapping plots,
like a sliding doors kind of a thing. It opens up.
Yeah,
and there's like you know, it could go into two different paths. Either...
Right, and in one, there's a dog named Finn, and it's a big wrinkly dog, and a sleek porpoise. In another, it's like a sleek dog befriending a walrus. In another, it's a couple of charming hucksters selling Snoop Lion in an aquarium.
Yes, and that's like three different possible universes, and they're all taking place at the same time, and we see like the same day unfold.
Right, maybe a lot of like picture-in-picture shots.
Yes, it like and it, we zoom from one thing, like, and then, you know, you see the thing in the corner, and then it zooms to fill the whole screen, and then like it goes back out, and we're back to the previous bit, you know, like the previous reality. Like, we're seeing all this stuff. But okay, so that's the framework for the film.
Okay.
Now, what do we know about Dog's Purpose? One, scene one, the dog dies.
Of course.
It gets injected.
That's how it goes.
Yeah, it's even in the trailer. Like, as it said, at first, I died. And then I came back. Because they really want you to know very early on that the dog dies in the first scene of the film, which happens.
It's a fun twist, because usually the dog, like, makes it through the whole film and then dies at the end to, like, hide in the climax.
Yeah, it dies in the...
And I do not endorse killing dogs to hide in any sort of climax.
No, it happens in the post-credit scene.
During the credits, you just hear a gunshot.
It's a nice friendly... Like,
As the words "no animals were harmed in the making of this film" like come up on screen, you hear a gunshot and the words quickly wipe away.
Yeah, it, the movie Homeward Bound ends in the middle of the credits with three gunshots.
Now, wasn't that a movie that killed a lot of animals? Yes. Or am I thinking of...
I think it did. But so did The Dog's Purpose, I think. Well, allegedly. Allegedly some animals killed on the set of A Dog's Purpose.
Well, it's like how the dog in Frasier kept killing cats.
Yeah.
I imagine we're probably going to have a temperamental dolphin that just keeps drowning the dogs.
Yeah, because dolphins are, like, nasty animals, they can be cruel. Right?
Yeah.
They're, like, they can...
Yeah.
Not just...
Like, the male dolphins are... People like to romanticize the dolphin as, like, sort of, like, the dogs of the sea, or the sort of, like, people of the sea. Like, there's an idea out there that they're smart and friendly.
Yeah. But you're saying that idea is correct?
Well, there's a seedy underbelly to the dolphins.
Because of
maybe we birth. Go into that in the film.
Because they came all over the stomach, is that what you're saying?
Dolphins are killing off dogs to hide in their climax of the film. Sorry.
They have a CD on the belly. That's what you were saying.
Of course. It's just nature. Wasn't there... did you ever hear about...
I just want... Before we move on, I just very quickly want to say that I sat on... Well, I didn't actually sat. I actually... I was jumping forwards... from a sitting position, and I landed on a stereo system, so I did have a CD underbelly. Okay, now continue.
Right. And in an alternate version of this podcast, I was a robot, and I had a disk drive on my stomach.
Yes. What's that mean?
But it only took Blu-rays, so...
So it was a BD underbelly.
Not quite the joke. Check, please. Not quite the joke.
You could have had BD eyes. That could have been...
Sorry?
Like, if you'd have had Blu-ray discs for eyes, you could have done. You didn't, but...
Could have done. Now, where were we? Did you hear about... Now, I think I heard about this on some podcast there was all those experiments... In what was it, like the 60s or 70s?
This is a gross thing. You're going to go into a gross thing about the... Is it a Soviet-Russia thing of a...
No, it was an American thing.
Now, how much of this involves a dog's head?
Nothing to do with
dogs.
Okay,
good. Right, all right.
No, it was people in the American military were trying to train dolphins to, like, defuse underwater bombs and stuff. And I think they more or less kind of did, or they claimed to.
Yeah.
And they were also studying, like, are dolphins smart? Do dolphins have a language? Mm-hmm. Can we communicate with dolphins or teach them English? So they had a house somewhere, like, on a beach, and they flooded, like, the first floor of the house. And they put a dolphin in, like, this big open kind of concept house, with enough water that a dolphin could kind of swim around and live on the first floor. And they hired some to live in there with the dolphin. I think she might have been, like a language teacher or something. And the idea was they could get her to teach the dolphin English. But, of course, it wasn't going anywhere. So to secure more funding, they started including LSD in the trials, because it was that time where the American military was just throwing money after LSD, acid and stuff. So it was just this woman and this dolphin just constantly high living in the house.
Huh.
To no apparent end other than to keep getting funding for that branch. Like, I think they'd given up on getting any sort of results, but they still wanted to keep their jobs. Anyways, I think there was rumors and stories that perhaps the dolphin and the lady had lots of sex. But it was the swinging 70s, you know?
Okay, so you've taken the podcast, and I know I have led it down this area.
You really pushed the joke about seedy underbellies.
The dolphin coming on its own stomach. But it's a bridge too far to have taken the podcast, the family podcast that we run. Do you remember when we started the first episode? If you go back to the first episode.
Sorry, I'll stop.
Do you remember the first episode of the podcast where I said that we're not going to swear because I want it to be for everybody? And then.
Right, the one non explicit episode.
And then what? What has it become?
I think we were pitching it as an educational podcast for kids, where we would read the For Kids section of websites about, what was it, Isengard Kingdom for now.
Oh, how far we've come from that premise.
You know what they say about dolphins.
You know... I thought you were going to talk about, because they also trained, did they try and train dolphins to swim under submarines with bombs, right, and C4?
Yeah, I think that was all part of the same effort.
But, yeah.
Navy SEALs or whatever.
Oh, well that's, yeah, Navy.
Hmm.
But you know what? I'm not sure that I like this new direction of the show.
Well, we're still in the hazy days of the Czech Fleas intermission. We don't know what we're going to do. What direction we're going to take?
I suggest...
Maybe to get funding for the second season of Czech Fleas, we should incorporate LSD somehow.
No. I'm just going to say, in terms of directions to take the podcast, I'm just going to say... Imagine like we're heading down a river, mm-hmm. and there's a branch ahead, and you've steered the canoe towards one bit of the branch, and I'm just now gonna like paddle the other way as much
doggy
as possible.
Doggy paddle,
as far away from that end as possible. Just to navigate it into the different waters. Just like
so. What was this about the Russians with a dog?
Yeah, that was like, you remember the thing where like, as in, oh no, it's a gross thing with the head of the dog, where it's like, you know, they tried to keep what they could keep it alive or something, and then all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I think I did hear about that.
And
a dog's purpose. A dog's porpoise.
A dog's porpoise. Now that is a better...
We haven't answered the fundamental thing. Question of, could a dog and a dolphin be friends?
What do we know about...
They're kind of... I think they converged at one point along the evolution tree, but I think they're kind of relatively closely related, aren't they? Like, dolphins were dogs, canines that returned to the sea.
They to fetch something. But what, yeah. What are they fetching?
Of course. Water dogs. That's a thing, right?
What?
Some dogs are water dogs, like Labrador retrievers or something.
Oh, they live in the water.
Well, there's breeds of dogs that are classified as water dogs, I think.
Because they love the water?
I don't know.
Why did you bring it up?
Why do we bring anything up?
Well, let's Google it then. Water dogs.
Do we have to?
Yeah. If you brought it up. What's a... Let's see. Water dog.
What's a dog?
Water dog. Are a type of gun dog.
What a dog.
Bred to flush and retrieve game from water, often serving the waterfowl hunter.
The waterfowl hunter.
Oh, the mysterious waterfowl hunter. Who roams the land.
Water dogs. Shh, be quiet. It's a water dog. We can't speak of our plans too loudly. It serves the waterfowl hunter.
Oh, that's like...
All water dogs are in service of the waterfowl hunter.
Yeah. Some of the oldest dog breeds are water dogs.
Ooh, ancient.
Strong swimming desire is a characteristic of these dogs.
A strong swimming desire. Yeah. Now a water dog could befriend a dolphin, right?
Yeah, a water
dog. Or would they be too competitive?
No. I mean, you know, let's see. What do they both have in common? They love the humping, apparently.
Yeah.
You've seen the VR video. Now, there's a water dog here called Munsterlander.
Now, is that a specific dog of some note or a breed?
It's a type of dog available in large and small.
Munsterlander is the waterfowl hunter's most trusted companion.
Yeah.
He's a right-hand dog.
Also known as the Vosterhund.
This sounds like a good D&D campaign in the making.
Yeah. The North American Versatile Hunting Dog Association tests... showed...
Is that an association of dogs?
Yes. They got together, they wore lab coats and had glasses, and showed...
It's very versatile.
That the large Munsterlander is a versatile dog with a difference.
What? Is that a sentence directly from the Wikipedia page?
Yes.
A versatile dog with a difference?
A recent comparison of the scores of 82 large Munsterlanders with 104 other versatile breeds entered in North American Versatile Dog Hunting Dog Association tests showed that the large Munsterlander is a versatile dog with a difference.
Bookmark that. I think we have to come back to that in a later episode, but I'd like to wrap up now, or at least pause for a second, because all this talk about water, I need to run to the bathroom.
Do you get it? Pause.
pause the episode.
No, we're not going to pause it. I think we're going to wrap it up because it's over 30 minutes. So, speaking of which, dogs, any large Munsterlanders out there might want to wrap it warm because apparently even though you have a thick coat that allows you to go through, you know, colder conditions, it is susceptible to burrs. So watch out. And I'll see you next time. Thank you for listening.
Okay,
fuck you too. I'm out
and keep reaching.
Oh, keep reaching for the stars.
For the stars. Okay, bye.
Right. Enjoy the bathroom.
Thanks. Okay, so I just got back from running to the bathroom, and I remembered just a slight wrinkle to that story I was telling. It wasn't that the dolphin and the woman were having sex. It was that the dolphin got very aggressive when it got into heat, and the scientists encouraged the woman to give the dolphin hand jobs to calm it down. And that was the method they went with. So, in the name of progress... but there's a seedy underbelly to science.